everyone. Welcome to Sunday Afternoon Baseball.
Good afternoon. I'm Paul Frank.
I'm Dave Barkley.
With us again, Steve Pookin.
Yeah, welcome back, Steve.
Thanks.
In the Apple iPhone broadcast booth.
Sponsored by Apple iPhone. Please give us free iPhones.
Apple iPhone. Angry Birds? Not if we have an iPhone.
Yeah, mine's a... I have an iPhone, but it hasn't worked as well since I threw it in the toilet.
Much like the Jays season.
You know what?
Oh snap.
We are at that point in the year.
Steve Pookin's coming out with the daggers.
And I'm going to call it, I regret to inform our listener base, Ruhi.
Hello, Ruhi.
That from where we sit right now, the Jays may not win the World Series this year.
Maybe not.
The Las Vegas 51s, however, may.
May win the award for best minor league team playing in the majors.
Yeah. So, we're going to get right into three ways to win.
All right.
All right.
Here we go. Three ways to win with Hazel May and Greg Zahn.
All right.
Hi, it's me, Hazel May. Oh, God.
Hazel.
I'm here with Greg Zahn. Now, Greg.
Let's do this three ways to win. Later, I'm going to ask you out on a date.
Oh, Greg.
It's that laughter that's going to spice this thing up more than anything.
You can't see this at home, but I just touched Greg Zahn flirtingly.
Oh, man.
Anyways.
My cheeks are even more swollen with erection foreshadowing.
Oh, well. We have three different ways to win today. Isn't that right, Greg?
Yes, just like we do every week, cutie.
I'm going to file for sexual harassment.
Oh, that never works.
Yeah, Jamie Campbell's at the Olympics, by the way.
Yeah, he's probably up to his ass in standing long jump. Is that an event, or was that just grade school?
I think that was just grade school. So the first way to win is to zone him down. That means that there is a I don't even know what that means.
Well, let me...
Greg, can you help me out?
Let me help you out there, Angel Pie. Zone him down means... that means, you know, you got your next-door neighbor who's a real punk-ass kid.
Oh, yes.
And his music's too loud.
Oh.
You're right? And you just yell out the window, zone him down, which means turn it down. That's like one of those, yeah, it's street.
Teen lingo.
Teen lingo, yeah, you gotta understand.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I'm a tweeter, so I know these
you're
things.
You're on the tweets.
Yeah, half of my hashtags are zone him down.
I just read your tweet about, I just ate a Chipotle burrito, hashtag zone him down.
Yeah, well, that was because it was too spicy.
Oh, yeah, you need to get it to a milder zone of spice.
I was literally like, whoa, zone him down. And then I pooed jalapenos.
Okay, oh, what else do we have on here?
The second point is make an adjustment.
Oh, I saw you doing that before we started. Yeah. You were making a pants adjustment.
Yeah, actually, I actually wrote that down for you. Would you like to make another adjustment to the pants, Hazel?
To my pants?
Yes, please.
Are they not fitting properly?
Well, looks like they're too much pants.
You'd like less pants.
Like, much less. Okay,
I'm writing this down for the lawsuit.
Okay.
And, third, it says, burn the broom!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what I did when I divorced my husband.
You know what?
He made me sweep the walk every day.
Let's do a flashback to the time I caught Buck Martinez just burning a bunch of brooms.
Hey, it's Buck, what are you doing there?
Well, these brooms were giving me the stink eye, so I thought I'd light them on fire.
Wait a minute, if you burn all these brooms, what are we going to use for our witch costume on Halloween?
Oh, don't you worry about that.
What?
I got some homemade brooms.
Oh.
Yeah, pipe cleaners and cat hair.
Oh, it's a... Oh. Those pipe cleaners with cat hair scotch taped to them that I found in your corner of the broadcast booth.
That's right. Those are the brooms that are going to win us first prize of the costume competition. But these brooms were cheeky little brooms, so I set them on fire.
What did they do to you that made you so angry?
Oh, a lady never tells, Pat Tabler.
You are no lady.
This three ways to win has been brought to you by the Las Vegas 51s.
The Las Vegas 51s. That was a Pat Hazel cross.
Oh, wow. We're really reaching into uncharted waters
here. I
was
two people for a second there. Now I'm just Dave Barkley, ordinary man.
The Las Vegas 51s. The future is now, and the future, we're not ready for the future, obviously.
The Las Vegas 51s. The only place you can gamble and watch baseball.
The Las Vegas 51s. They're little baby men.
The Las Vegas 51s. The 51 refers to the area nearby where they keep the space aliens.
The Las Vegas 51s. The 51s refers to the amount of Toronto Blue Jays on the disabled list currently.
The Las Vegas 51s. Pat Tabler's favorite AAA team.
The Las Vegas 51s. Buck Martinez's nightmare.
Las Vegas 51s, this is Jamie Campbell from the Olympics, and there's no Las Vegas 51s here.
The Las Vegas 51s, Jerry Howarth here. Everything that the Jays decide to do, injuries or not, is perfectly fine. I'm just glad to be outdoors.
Jerry, if the Jays lose one more game to these stupid teams, I'm just gonna have to put a pistol in my head.
Oh boy, I'll be there holding the trigger.
Just reminds me of the no-hitters I caught from old Nolan Ryan.
Oh boy, you know, I saw Nolan Ryan and he was much taller than I was expecting, even though I was braced for the fact that he was average height and was.
And that was three ways to it.
A while ago, yeah.
Vegas 51s.
Who are playing the New York Yankees today?
Yeah, that wasn't the most offensive portrayal of Hazel May I could have done, I feel like.
No, I would have been like,
I'm Hazel May. I don't know anything about baseball. I'm a girl.
Then you can add a touch of offensive, yeah. You can add a touch of Asian in there.
Can I? Can I get you boys some sandwich?
There you go. That's the worst.
That will get us banned from the internet.
So the Jays lost 5 games in a row again.
Yeah. And after winning 2 games in a row, which was after losing 6 games in a row, Mike McCoy is batting second.
That's when you know things are going great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tweeted, or I texted to Steve that I'm just going to look at this homestand like we're the Washington Generals, and we're just seeing great division-leading teams come in and kick the shit out of us.
Yeah.
And it's a fine evening of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a car doing something outside our window.
Okay. I thought that was
Space aliens.
I thought that was Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
I think it's probably space aliens.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Space aliens. Whole Area 51 talk, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you talk about Area 51, the aliens come.
Yeah, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
We could just put this whole, put like that theremin music underneath and do the sci-fi voice effect on this whole podcast.
There's a sci-fi voice effect?
There is, there is. At
Let's,
least
can you put it on for a moment? Do you put it on
for
recording?
No, no, no.
After the...
Let's seriously consider putting it on for a bit in post.
Yeah. All right. Let's say a few things aliens might say.
We come in peace.
Where are the chips?
No, we add the voice after.
Oh.
You just have to say it like normally, like Paul Franklin.
I don't think if I'm getting into the mind of an alien, I think I'd probably have to. I don't really have a Paul Frank voice. This is like,
talk about surfing.
Well, no, that's a character too. That's my surfer dude.
But surfer dude alien character. Like a separate part of the McFarlane character, right?
Oh. Alright, it is my impression of Pop Frank as an alien. And we're gonna touch this up in post.
Okay.
Hey everybody, hang ten. I'm Pop Frank, let's catch a wave.
Oh, hey!
Hey, I'm hit! Alright, way to go, Edwin. That makes sense, he's the major leaguer.
Yeah. The only starter left.
Yeah. Seriously.
In this lineup.
Unless you count Ray J. Davis.
Yeah.
And I do.
No.
He wasn't an opening day starter, though.
Escobar's day to day. Rasmus's day to day.
Lowry's on the DL. Day-to-day.
Yeah. Bautista's.
What happened to KJ?
He hurt his groin having sex.
Yeah.
Didn't.
No, he seriously hurt his groin.
Yeah, but Rasmus has a sore groin.
Oh. Yeah. Put two and two together there.
Maybe they were butt fucking.
Oh, let's alienize that out. This is going to be the most produced podcast we ever did. Just auto tune everything.
Yeah.
Yay!
Oh,
yeah! Here comes Edwin.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, I don't remember what this looks like.
Having the lead?
Yeah.
I don't even care if we win. Just having the lead means so much right now.
This is already the best game in the month.
Yeah. By far.
And we're podcasting it.
This is the day the 51s figure it out. Do you think Laurie will be back after his deal soon?
Oh, yeah. How many ribs did he break? All of them?
It's just an oblique strain.
Oh, right. And it might be related to him falling into a canyon.
Falling rib first into a canyon. I thought oblique was code for broke all ribs. Wow, this was like a good time to break out the World Series trophies. just to remind everyone that we can, we just choose not to.
It's not always like this, everyone.
Yeah. Where but is that?
Is this the Canadian Hall of Fame?
Hey, maybe they like shipped it here like temporarily.
It might be that one in St. Mary's.
Well, why would they be showing it on the podcast then? Yeah, on the telecast.
Because they wanted people to go there.
Yeah.
That looked like it was at Rogers Center.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll never know.
Yeah, isn't the isn't the Hall of Fame in St. Mary's in, like, a portable at a school or something?
Yeah, so that's probably what they did. They shipped it to the Rogers.
Yeah, and you can't go in there first period because Mr. Buick's in there.
Mr. Buick will get awfully stern.
That was my grade 9 math teacher.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
It'd be Mr. Buick.
Can't make that up.
What are we doing?
Oh, it's a scouting report for Jay Happ.
Okay. Here's the scouting report for Jake Karp. Happy to be starting means that he's happy to start dancing. You want to be starting something? You got to be starting something. I said you want to be starting something? Got to be starting.
He's pitching with a longer leash, which means he's walking 12 dogs while he's pitching to make more money. What a smart investment person.
Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Mama
say. He's gotta keep the fastball in the yard, which means when he's walking his dogs, he gotta take them all in the yard first for poops.
Too high to get over. Yeah, yeah. Too low to get under.
I don't know this part.
We're stuck in the middle.
Oh, like stuck in the middle with you.
Let's do a flashback to the last time I had a song I couldn't get out of my head.
Hey, Buck, what's going on?
Everything is gonna be alright. Rock-a-bye.
Rock-a-bye.
Everything's gonna be alright. Rock-a-bye. I got home just after midnight in the Beverly Hills.
I saw some people in Malibu and one of them was divorced.
I wanted a snack, so I fell down the stairs on my way to get it.
I saw some celebrities and ate a box of peanuts.
And then I did a bunch of blow with Sonny and Cher.
With Sonny and Cher?
Yeah.
Everything's gonna be alright. This scouting report is brought to you by Boy That Was Shitty.
No, no. Stand behind what we do.
Oh, yeah. This scouting report was brought to you by I Regret Nothing.
I Regret Nothing. That's going out to you, people I beat up.
I regret nothing. I'll say it. I just pooed.
I regret nothing. I don't know how I woke up naked, but heck, that's Pat Tabler.
I regret nothing. 1,000 suits for $1,000? Good investment.
That was the scouting report.
For J.A. Happ.
For J. Happ. Apparently you pronounce it J.
No.
The A is silent.
That's not true.
That's what he says. Oh, I heard that.
God, when you get to a certain area in the South, reason and logic abandon you.
So I think we might call our baby J.A.
J.
Depending on how this game goes.
So do you think that that's what John Farrell was singing to the Jays today in left field when they had their pep talk?
Oh, probably. Right? I think so.
I think he was telling them his drinking problem is going to get worse before it gets better.
I think he was telling them, look, I lost a contact lens out here, so if anybody sees it, I need it back.
Yeah, who here is a rookie? And then everyone put up their hands.
Yeah.
So I decided to give up listening to sports radio entirely.
That's probably a good idea.
Why? They're making you angry?
Yeah, they just make me angry. And I find I have more energy when I'm not listening to sports radio. It just makes my brains fire in on itself.
Oh, yeah.
I listen to it when the game's on, but no other times. No Jays talk.
No.
No morning sports radio. While I'm driving around town delivering food.
Well, I think, like, Bob in Milton doesn't really understand what the Jays are up against right now. And he's just like, we gotta start fielding a competitive team. End of story. Look, the Yankees, they spend money. The Red Sox, this is the reality of playing in this division.
This is what happens. Look, if we don't play meaningful games in September anytime soon, we're gonna have to do something. As fans, we're gonna have to do something. You know? I'm sick of people not playing meaningful games in September.
If we only got Prince Fielder and Yu Darvish, we would be the best team in the league.
If we had Prince Fielder, Yu Darvish, then we'd be playing meaningful games in September. And then...
In August.
So are my friends on the phone with me?
No, tell them in August.
I want to play a meaningful game. There's no meaning in my life right now. I'm so sad. Thanks! I'm going to hang up and listen.
We need to start paying up. And that goes for the Leafs.
You know what Roger's problem is? They're too busy talking on their cell phones. That they make.
Where I'm from, Milton, we spend a lot of money on things. Yeah. Seed?
I'm an entrepreneur. And let me tell you, if I didn't spend all my life savings on the marijuana seeds that are gonna fuel my business.
My wife makes homemade Christmas wreaths and sells them online. And she knows that to make money on those wreaths, she's got to spend money getting lovely decorations to put in them. It takes money to make money.
Yeah, if Rogers owned my wife's wreath store, then they would be like, no, we're not going to buy any wreath materials, and my wife would have to sell bows. Just empty bows.
So, yeah, you probably don't want to hear that every day.
No, I'm sick of it.
It's like, literally, it's like a chainsaw to the neck.
The thing is, like, the same people were having these kind of Collins when the Jays were doing well.
Yeah.
He's like, never Kobe, drop Kobe Rasmus, you know, like.
I know we won today, but that one bad inning, Frank Francisco or Francisco Cordero.
The Jays are finished. Yeah. Finished. I'm off the bandwagon until they win again.
If we don't get rid of Francisco Cordero, I am going to do something. Well, the fans have to do something.
We're going to stop paying Rogers our cable bills. I've been paid for 3 months.
I'm going to throw my phone in the toilet.
If the Jays do not win today, I am going to blow up one of my lawn sculptures. fucking Bob from Milton.
It does have. I should call in. I'm not gonna listen, but I'm gonna call in and just rant. Yeah. Oh, Adam Christie's gonna call us later today.
Adam Christie's gonna call us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Here's the scouting report for JJ Huge. Losing velocity means that he's lost all of his collection of velocity themed airplane fruit snacks from the early 90s.
Lots of run support. That means that whenever he has to run to the bathroom because he's got the shits, everyone's like, yeah, don't worry about it. We support you.
Relies on his four-seamer. That means when he has the shits, he really gives her, and he calls it the four-seamer. That's how he gets rid of all his poo.
That makes sense.
Okay, let's do a flashback. To me, after a bucket of chicken wings, going for a ridiculous four-seamer.
Buck, are you still in there?
Shh. I have to be very quiet, or else the poo will get angry.
This scouting report is brought to you by Big Mirrors.
Big Mirrors. A big mirror features a big Buck Martinez.
A little mirror is something that you put up in your locker at school.
Big mirrors. I always put big mirrors up at my locker at school, and then when I go to close the door, it would shatter the mirror.
Big mirrors. I feel like I've been having 7 years of bad luck instead of you for some reason.
Big mirrors is exponential. Every day I break a big mirror, and that's 7 years of bad luck. If I live to be 3,000, it's going to be smooth sailing for Buck Martinez from there on in.
Yeah, really, once you break enough big mirrors, it doesn't really matter if you break another one.
Yeah, that's like having consecutive life sentences, I'd be. You know?
Which you have.
Yep.
All right, that was the scouting report for JJ Huge.
JJ Huge.
A.K.A. Phil Hughes.
Yep.
So you guys think that, like, this means the Jays, like, Anthopoulos' plans are flawed? Or, like, he hasn't done a good job? Or is this just, like, an act of God and we should just throw this year out the window and keep going with the plan?
I don't think anybody is to blame for everybody being on the DL. Like,
yeah. I think
Anthopoulos, I mean, look, these guys look good, like, and I think if one or two of these guys were in the lineup, we'd be doing okay.
Yeah.
Because they'd have veteran
protection.
It's not
a question of not having depth.
Yeah, but, I mean, when you have all of your AAA team up here, obviously it's not going to go well, right? So, yeah. I think they're good-looking prospects. And they are managing to play like somewhat competitive baseball right now. And I think Anthopoulos is a little bit validated right now because his depth is being proven. Except in the pitching department, we really do need to step it up there.
Yeah, when you think about the rotation at the beginning of the year, there wasn't
like that was
a lot of depth.
Yeah, that was the only part of the plan that was that we knew was going to be a problem, was that the pitching rotation wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kind of need to have like a stopgap pitcher like an Edwin Jackson or something, and you can't have like half your rotation being rookies.
Yeah, they kind of had that when they just picked up Laffy. Like, that was like, well, this guy's pitched before in the majors.
Yeah, but he's not even quite too... He's barely replacement level sort of guy.
Well, is it important to... If you're not going to make the playoffs, is it important to have, like, those veterans so you can win some of your games? Or should you just throw the kids in there so they can get better?
I still think it's important to have veterans in there, because, I don't know, there's sort of an example that they set, even if they are like an Aaron Laffey, right, like, of doing it, and I think that the kids would benefit from watching it. I mean, it's one thing to have a great pitching coach like Bruce Walton, but, like, to actually have that mentorship role on the team is great, too, and...
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot riding on, like, a starting five, like, that's almost completely made up of rookies, right? And it's good to have, like, you know, all the pressure not being on the kid for one or two of those days, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it. And for the fans,
so just, like, psychologically.
Yeah, and I think it's important to kind of, like, give the fans a victory every now and again, too. Like, nobody is that patient to watch a 21-year-old lose every day.
And there's something to be said about not injuring your entire bullpen by being too tired.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, you can count on more. Yeah, you can count on more innings from a veteran a lot of the time. Whereas if the kid gets through five, he's a fucking hero.
Yeah, sometimes I worry about doing things for the fans, because I feel like, I guess if you do extreme things for the fans, it can, all right.
Yeah, Ray J.
Ah, big runs.
Is that two?
Yeah. Yes. Because Ghost is on first.
Space Ghost.
Space Ghost, coast to coast.
Yeah. No, but you're a big picture fan, and so am I, and so is Snoop over here. As you know from listening to The Fan...
Mm-hmm. Too much sports radio.
Yeah. Not everybody feels that way. And so many people want the... I don't know. They are in the money-making business, so they do need that momentum. Right? They do want people to show up. It's in their best interest to be as competitive as possible with the parts that they have.
I feel like...
And to say you're rebuilding is one thing, but if you only win 40 games in a season and have a historically bad season, the fans aren't going to buy into that. Right now, I think the fans are still buying into that with the team that we have. For the most part, like, it's as much as can be expected, given the sports climate in this city.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the fact that attendance is up this year... the fans are going to be like, oh, well, Anthopoulos and Beeston said if the more fans come, then the money, you know, for free agents and all that will come. So the expectation now is going to be like, well, you're going to have to add someone in the offseason because we came. There was a pretty large increase in attendance this year over last year.
Well, we never stopped coming.
Yes. Sure.
See, I think, yeah, like I was joking about this before. But I think the fans think they have more power than they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it really...
Well, and I think to say something like, if more fans show up, we'll put more free agents on the team, really, that's not fair.
No.
It's their job to field a competitive team. The onus is on them to profit, and obviously, like, it is a pretty fair weather baseball climate in this city for the last, like, pushing 20 years. Mm-hmm. So... it's really on them to make it happen. Not to say like, well, you guys stopped coming. Well, why did they stop coming? Right? Like,
yeah, but I think from the Rogers perspective, there's nothing you're going to do to the fans that you haven't already done in the last 20 years. You know, it really doesn't matter if you have the fans or not. You haven't given what they want for this long. You might as well do the smartest possible thing to build a winning team.
Yeah.
And that might mean having shitty players for a long time. And rebuilding, and it doesn't really matter because the same amount of people are going to come out until you are in the playoff hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're just kind of treading water like in the J.P. Ricciardi years and the Gord Ash years.
Yeah. Well, let's stop being so fucking serious. Dave, do you have any jokes this week?
Sure. Actually, I have a mystery.
A mystery?
Yeah.
I love mysteries.
We're supposed to call Adam Christie in 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. Maybe we should call Adam Christie then. We can call
him. The mystery continues.
Just coming up, a mystery. But first,
Adam Christie.
Okay.
You are kidding me! That's 30.
Ding dong! Way to go, Edwin.
I 30 think home so. Runs.
30 home runs.
And I think...
A 7-run lead.
79 RBIs from them.
Holy
career,
shit.
Career highs.
Oh, great.
Well, he was a career high in home run like a few weeks ago, but...
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, we haven't had a game like this in a long time. Hey, is this Adam Christie?
Yeah.
Adam Christie of comedy?
yeah.
Oh, you're on Sunday Afternoon Baseball with Paulo and Dave.
Hold on a second.
Is this Adam Christie's dad?
He brought his theme music.
This is perfect. This is just the lift we needed.
He's either introducing himself with theme music or he put us on hold.
This is getting me pumped up, whatever it is. Was that theme music or was that hold music?
Pardon me?
Wait, did you put us on hold or were you getting us pumped up?
No, that was my intro.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Nice. Good intro.
Are you guys enjoying this spanking that we're giving to the...
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I forgot what this looked like.
Yeah, I never thought this would ever happen again.
No, I'm surprised that the Jays have 53 wins and not 12. The way they've been swinging the bats.
Yeah, as far as I can remember, they never are good. Until today.
Yeah, I've come to not caring so much that I just realized that the Jays were winning because I saw that Encarnacion got a home run. And then I looked at the score on my fantasy baseball website.
Oh, yeah.
They're running 7-0. Is that still the case? I'm on the internet right now.
Yeah,
yeah,
7-0.
We're running 7-0.
Yeah, you hated the Blue Jays so much you threw your TV out the window, right?
Yeah, I don't have a television anymore because of Jeff Mathis. I threw the TV out the window just like Jeff Mathis throws bunts over their basement heads.
Yeah. He throws bunts.
Yeah, he does. He throws down the bunts.
Like crooked boxers throw fights.
Oh, I hate that guy.
I've never met anyone who hates Jeff Mathis.
I think Anaheim does.
They do not. How can they?
Oh, yeah, he was a playoff hero. Yeah. But then they were like, he's the worst hitter in baseball last year.
Yeah, but today he's... You know, it's
right in the thick of it.
Right in the, we'll take him.
Right in the rough.
He got an RBI, right?
Yeah. He's amazing today.
Great. Oh, that's great. And they've moved him to shortstop because of injuries, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, he's playing all of the infields.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He's
He's playing straight up the middle, and he's banking on everyone to hit into the shift.
Speaking of Jeff Mathis playing all the positions, I remember that I had Cal Ripken Jr. baseball.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
For Nintendo. And one of the cheat codes in the game was you could have a team of all Cal Ripken Jr. Where the whole team was Cal Ripken Jr.
Was that a good idea?
Well, great pitcher in his own video game, so.
Huh.
Yeah.
So they just gave him the best scores for everything?
Yeah, I think he was like a 99 in everything because he was like, I guess, maybe putting money into it. I'm not sure. I'm not sure who would make a Cal Ripken Jr. baseball video game.
Yeah.
So when they pitched that idea to Cal Ripken, they're like, look, there's a cheat code where every player gets to be Cal Ripken, the best player in baseball. And he was like, yeah, I am the best player in baseball. Yeah. Like,
let me give you money to make this game.
If we had a team like of Cal Ripkens, like that would probably be a very boring, albeit a durable and fundamentally sound team.
Yeah, they wouldn't ever be ruined by injuries.
No, no injury hampers and, like, good situational hitting.
The club would save a lot of money by not ever having minor league teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ripken to injuries would be like the Sky Dome is to weather.
Yeah.
Just, you know, there's going to be a game that day.
Yeah, exactly. I hate the Sky Dome. Imagine there was a baseball player that put all of his money into making a video game based on itself.
But it was like Geronimo Barroa or something?
What's that?
It was like Geronimo Barroa or something?
Yeah. Or like Emilio Bonifacio's baseball stealing.
David Eckstein's bunt / baseball.
Yeah, and it's all about using the Wii controller to bunt. Yeah.
And there's like a half-hour tutorial before every game on how to properly bunt using the Wii controller.
Yeah, and you can't skip over it.
Yeah. And one of the cheat codes is to, like, choke up on the bat as much as possible.
Yeah, you just hold the end of the bat.
Yeah.
And you fist pound the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right. You can bunt home run, bunt triple, bunt double, or bunt single. And there's no outs when you bunt.
Uh-huh.
So, Adam, what's going on with Laugh Sabbath? How's that going these days?
How's Laugh Sabbath?
Yeah.
Oh, guys, it's great. We just had a meeting, and after the meeting, we decided we needed morale to be up.
More owls?
So,
Morale. No, I think he said morale.
So we're giving away free beer at the shows now to the first people who come in. And last week was really great. And this week we got a nice lineup of comics that are going to make people laugh, going to make people smile. And it's going to be at the comedy bar like it is at the comedy bar every week at 9:30 in the cabaret space.
Hold on. Is that free beer thing real or are we just having a laugh?
I think we're doing like the first five or six people who come to the show get a free beer.
What time would I have to show up to get that, do you think?
Probably like 6 a.m.
Well, the show starts at 9:30, so to be safe, I'd show up at maybe...
7?
5:30 a.m.
Is that even legal, giving people free beers?
What's that?
Is that even legal? Free beers?
I'll have my lawyers look into that.
Hopefully the cops aren't listening to this podcast.
Are the cops listening to this podcast?
I think I heard this was...
I mean, I didn't give away free beer last show, and maybe we won't do that now, but I know it's illegal. Wink, wink, wink.
Oh, the cops can hear you winking, Adam.
I said that because I went to the game 2 days ago, where Jeff Mathis threw an error that led to a run.
Oh. But most of the time, he's MVP.
What's that?
Most of the time, he's an MVP candidate. He seriously gets a home run every time I go to a game, though.
What's that?
I don't know why, but he gets a home run every time I go to a baseball game.
He gets a home run?
Yeah, and we lose like 8-1.
God.
All right, well,
Every time I go to a game, Jason Frazier winks at me.
Oh, that's
no
pretty sexy.
No matter where I'm sitting. He finds me and he winks at me.
He is one of the bigger flirts on the team.
He really is, and I don't see him doing that to anybody else but me. So I don't know what it means. I don't know whether to, like, call him or, like, what do you do in that situation?
You should call him.
You should probably call him.
I'm not going to fuck Jason Frazier. celebrity where I'd be like, hey, wife, like, you have to understand, sometimes you get opportunities to have sex with celebrities. You're not that kind of celebrity, you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah. You're not Nicki Minaj.
Right. She's on your list?
My wife would understand. We actually have an agreement that I am allowed to have sex with Nicki Minaj. And by agreement, I just told her that. But again, if Jason Trader is listening to this podcast, the answer is no. But if you just want to hang out, like if it's a friendly kind of wink, then the answer is yes, come on over.
Yeah, if you just want to have pizza.
Yeah.
If he just wants that pizza, yeah, of course. Or maybe, guys, maybe if you, like, plug some of the stuff I'm doing every show, I can try to get you Jason Fraser for the podcast. I mean, next time I'll go to a game and I'll have a sign that says Sunday Afternoon Baseball.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, what do you want us to plug?
Just kind of, you know what, I'll fax over my acting resume and every once in a while you can just plug things that I have done.
So okay, yeah, we'll be like, catch student video.
Go out and get the DVD of The Crimson Zombie by Ryerson Productions.
Every Ryerson movie is a zombie movie.
All right, we're gonna.
I don't know what Ryerson is. That's a very reputable film company.
Sure is. Steve went to the Ryerson Film Night School.
Yeah.
I think he might have directed The Crimson Zombie. All right, well, on that note, we're going to let you go, Adam, but go watch The Crimson Zombie, available at Blockbusters everywhere.
Blockbusters aren't available anywhere.
Shh. Jumbo videos.
Not while Adam's on the phone, Paul.
Oh, does he work at Blockbuster? I got bad news, buddy.
Wait a minute, I own Blockbuster. What's up?
You bought it from Wayne Huizenga?
Wait, is that the guy who owns
I think he used to own Blockbuster, the Florida Panthers,
Tampa Bay Lightning.
Tampa, I don't know.
Yeah, come on.
He's probably dead now.
Oh my god. Okay, guys, well, it was a pleasure being on the show like it always is. And have a good one. I'll see you guys next time.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Play him out. Oh, that was Adam Christie with his theme song that he wrote and produced.
You hear that, past and future guests? None of you had theme music. Adam Christie just put you in your fucking place.
Yeah, the most musical of the guests we've had. Yeah, you guys ready for a mystery?
Yeah.
All right, well, you guys, this is a real-life mystery. The mystery of the injured Jays.
Whoa!
It's been pretty weird that so many Jays have got injured.
Yeah.
Not really.
No?
I mean, yes!
Well, maybe instead of just bad luck meaning most of our players are injured, maybe someone or something is behind it.
Ooh. Like the Masons.
Yeah, like the Masons, maybe. The Freemasons. So... I have some inside info that you guys probably don't know that might lead us to solve this mystery here and now.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. You know how Jose Bautista allegedly just hurt his wrist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I happen to know that he sat on a pine cone made of razor-sharp steel.
Ouch!
That's how he really got injured.
Ouch, that'll smart.
Yeah. Some prankster put a pinecone on his seat.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. But here's a clue. On the pinecone was a C. The letter C.
Captain Mason.
I don't know. Well, here's another clue. You know Colby Rasmus is out.
I do.
And no one really knows why.
Regrettably, yeah.
Here's why. Someone wearing a mask threw a broomstick in his spokes while he was riding his bike around Toronto.
What?
Yeah. And then beat him with the broomstick after he fell over.
What?
That's why he's injured.
What?
Then he left, but he left a note saying, sorry, and under the word sorry was the numbers 1012.
What does that mean?
I know, it gets more and more mysterious.
These are mind benders.
I know. Do you guys have any guesses so far of who it might be?
I can't possibly guess.
The Mason. Oh, I do. Let's see if I'm right, but go on.
Who do you think it is?
Who do I think it is? No, I don't want to ruin it. Because I'm probably right.
Okay.
Usain Bolt?
Wait, I'm going to wait till you get through all of these, and then I'm going to guess, and you tell me if it's right.
Well, I don't know if this will throw you for a loop or not, but someone left a bunch of lit fireworks at first base for Edwin Encarnacion.
That is a low blow.
Yeah, but luckily Edwin said, oh no, not again, and called the fire department before he got hurt.
Oh, see, that's what I like about you, Edwin. You learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, otherwise all of our starters would be out.
Yeah.
Then under the base was a signed photo of nude Andre Dawson.
That was going to be my guess. That nude Andre Dawson was the one.
Yeah, but if it was him, that would be a pretty obvious clue for him to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, those things happen. And then, Ricky Romero's not injured. But you know how he's been kind of off this season?
Yeah.
Someone told him that Milli Vanilli wasn't really singing those songs.
Oh, that would throw me off too, buddy, if I didn't know that.
He had no idea.
And if I was like a huge Milli Vanilli fan like Ricky Romero is?
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
He is the hugest Milli Vanilli fan.
Yeah.
He got real sad for a while. And he kept on walking off the mound muttering, 6'2", 235 pounds. Like that was some kind of description of the person who told him. You know? And here's the other thing that happened.
That's all baseball players, though.
Colby Rasmus came back from the whole bicycle incident.
Yeah.
But then someone put Colby Rasmus's shoes backwards in his locker.
Huh.
And you know Colby Rasmus, if his shoes are backwards, he has to wear them backwards. So he's been out with a foot injury since then. And then he was overheard saying, after he put on his shoes backwards, whoever did this was drafted by the Texas Rangers, Colby Rasmus.
Okay.
So those are the five things that happened. So those are, and there's the five clues. There's the C on the pine cone.
Okay.
And it was actually a red C that was on the pine cone.
Ah.
It's a little additional clue.
Okay.
There was the note saying, sorry, 1012. There was the nude photo of Andre Dawson.
It's not really a clue. That's a recurring joke that you're now obligated to say.
Yeah. I think I put it in pretty cleverly this week. this is 6'2", 235 pounds,
uh-huh.
And drafted by the Texas Rangers.
I'm at a loss, Dave.
Is it Nelson Cruz?
Nope. No, I think it says here it's someone on the Jays.
Cordero!
But he's not on the Jays anymore.
You're right.
They're still getting in. They're getting injured more now that he's gone.
Omar Vizquel?
Omar Vizquel. I don't think he's 6'2", though.
You're right.
Colby Rasmus?
But he's the victim of two of them.
But he's just silly enough to do something like that.
I don't know. I feel like if you're the victim of two of them, that doesn't make any sense.
Who, Dave?
And he wasn't drafted by the Texas Rangers.
He might have been.
Oh, that's true. If you think you know the answer, email us at afternoonbaseball@gmail.com.
Oh,
no, I'm going to reveal it next week.
Oh, wow.
Next time. This is a cliffhanger.
Oh, wow.
This was an awesome and frustrating. And maybe we'll get our first email out of this.
Yeah.
somehow I doubt.
Do you think you know who it is? We've had a few candidates. Colby, Edwin, Francisco Cordero, Darren Oliver.
Yeah.
Alex Anthopoulos.
Alex Anthopoulos could be.
Oh, is it Alex Anthopoulos?
I don't know. I won't be able to tell you till next week.
Huh.
So it's up to you, Ruhi.
It's up to you, Ruhi.
You can do it, Ruhi.
Our only listener.
If you aren't Ruhi and you're listening, prove you exist. Email us at sundayafternoonbaseball@gmail.com and tell us who is the culprit, and you will win a prize pack.
Really?
Yeah, we can put together a prize pack.
Finger up.
Do we have those resources?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, you will win a prize pack.
Might be a signed headshot by Dave Barkley.
Maybe a signed movie ticket stub by Paul Frank.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll buy you a hot dog.
No, 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 no.
Maybe a signed bulk bar.
Oh, bam-o!
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Who was that?
Rajay.
Big runs. Oh, this is great.
Huge.
Rajay got a bases clearing double.
Yeah, look at that.
Who knew that Ryota Igarashi was bad?
Not the Yankees, they're the only ones. It's a prize pack of a signed headshot of Dave Barkley, a signed movie ticket stub by Paul Frank, and a signed bulk barn receipt by Stephen Pukin.
Maybe a couple of peanuts in there, too.
Maybe a couple of bulk peanuts.
Can't we just all sign your headshot?
Yeah, we could do that. Draw you guys in.
Yeah. You guys.
Yeah.
We have another guest here
today.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is star-studded.
A lot of people love Derek Jeter.
Oh, I love him.
You know that, right? He is an interesting figure in the game of baseball. He's been often written about.
Yeah, if I can quote the other guys, he's a biracial angel.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, we actually have a budding local author that's written an unauthorized biography of Derek Jeter, and he wanted to read an excerpt from his book today.
Oh.
His name's Sean, and I think we've had him on the show before. He works down at the coffee time there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's going to read... he's going to read an excerpt from his book coming. His coming out book.
Yeah.
Entitled God Really Loves Derek Jeter by Sean.
A coming out story.
A coming out story. So he's just going to read like the first chapter or so
that book. Yeah, sure. Can you be here for this?
No, I can't because.
Legally.
Do you know why? Because the TV is going fuzzy and I have to stand on the roof holding the antenna.
Oh, thank you for doing
You're
that.
You're welcome. But tell Sean, I said hello.
I will.
You remember Sean.
Oh, yeah. He works at the coffee house?
He works at coffee time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he recommended those CDs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Calico Brothers.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve, what are you going to do?
Sean's here.
What's up, everybody? Oh, hey, Sean.
Hey, you guys, you knuckleheads. Hey, what's going on?
Did you bring some coffee tips?
Oh, I sure did. Hey, coffee tips for everybody.
Yum.
You fucking guys. Oh, my God.
Oh, man, I love this.
Guys, I'm an author.
Oh, wow. Way to go.
I'm an author now. Yeah, yeah.
Who would have thought, right?
I've just written a book.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's, my book is God Really Loves Derek Jeter.
Oh, it sure does.
Yeah, by Sean.
Sean, yeah.
Who works at
no
Coffee
last name,
Time. No.
Not necessary.
I'm like that Cher.
Yeah, but with an N.
Yeah, that's right.
Sharon.
Okay, so this is just to get you pumped up for my unauthorized biography of Derek Jeter.
Great.
All right, this is a little excerpt from my book.
All right.
Literary, I should be up for some awards.
Steve and I are all ears.
Okay.
Might be able to get you an award.
God Really Loves Derek Jeter by Sean. This is how it starts.
Great.
Hey, did you guys ever notice how God really loves Derek Jeter? I mean, he must. I mean, look at the fucking guy, for crying out loud. World Series rings, husky eyes.
He's a biracial angel. In the future, everyone will look like Derek Jeter, and I think that probably God really loves Derek Jeter. Fact. If God didn't love Derek Jeter so much, then why would God have taken Derek Jeter in the first round to play for the Yankees? Right? That's just one of those things that you have to think about. And it's really only something that smart people understand, actually. Bada boom! God loves Derek Jeter.
I didn't know this would be so factual.
That's right. I'll never forget the first time I saw Derek Jeter play. It's a feeling that I've only ever experienced once before in my life. And that was the first time that I heard the Chemical Brothers. Let me tell you about the first time I heard the Chemical Brothers. Oh. It was the summer of 2011. And I was working at the coffee time where I work. And all of a sudden, the fucking Chemical Brothers come on the radio at work. And I'm like, fuck, this is fucking awesome. Block rock and beats, but a boom.
Oh, yeah.
You know what would be really the best, actually? If Derek Jeter's walk-up music was the Chemical Brothers. You did block rock and beats. And everybody'd be like, holy fuck, I love this song. Plus, I'm on E. And then Derek Jeter comes up and everybody's like, this fucking guy, are you kidding me? I love this guy, Derek Jeter, right? If that is Derek Jeter, I love him.
If that happened, I think everyone would believe in God.
Only thing is, Derek Jeter really deserves a World Series ring. I mean a 6-1.
Another, yeah.
A 6-1 is what I mean. The other fucked up thing that I found out about Derek Jeter is that God really not only loves, but respects him.
Oh.
Did you guys also know that he dated Mariah Carey? I mean, fuck.
Yeah, we did know that.
Yeah.
And that's all you're getting today.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah, you don't...
Two cliffhangers on the podcast today.
Don't you want to run out and buy it?
Yeah. What's the next chapter about?
Oh, man, it's about economics.
Oh, okay.
And the Chemical Brothers, how they pertain, and how it all intertwines with the career of Derek Jeter.
Okay. So it has Derek Jeter in it still.
Yeah. Anybody else have any questions about the book?
So, did you interview Derek Jeter for this book?
No, not at all. It's based on TV clips I've seen of him, photos in periodicals, and things I imagine him doing to me in the back of a coffee time.
Okay. Do you feel sad that the Chemical Brothers have been a musical outfit for so long, but you only discovered them last year?
Hey, you know what? We're just making up for lost time.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I have no regrets
just
in my
short,
life.
Intense relationship. Yeah.
Speaking of no regrets in my life, I gotta go work a 24-hour shift at coffee time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That is a long shift.
That's right. Hey.
But hey, money, right?
You know what, though? Someone's got to. Hey, speaking of which, Derek Jeter just hit a home run.
Yeah, you better get out of here, Sean.
Oh, well.
You're making Derek Jeter hit home runs.
That's what... Look at him. He's... Oh, God. Oh, my God.
So you guys, Sean, everyone, who works at the coffee time, leaving crying. Happy tears.
Tears of joy.
Episode. Jeter just went yard, and it's 10-2. So, still... I think good for the Jays overall, this game.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Paul.
Hey.
You missed Sean.
I missed Sean. I found some tape, so...
So you just taped it up?
Taped it up, yeah. So it should be fine.
That's great.
So, how was Sean's book? Did you...
It was something else.
You think it's going to be good?
I think so. It's about what I expected from Sean. just to say brilliant.
Nothing short of brilliant. All right, good.
Great.
The game is almost over. When we were not recording, the Yankees scored a bunch of runs, and now it's an interesting game.
Yeah, we were laughing before.
Now we're cautiously optimistic.
But Rajay Davis made a fantastic catch.
Oh my God, yeah. I wish we had had our reaction to that. Let me replay my reaction to that. Oh, good.
I've seen better.
Not a bad catch.
Pretty nonchalant.
You guys hungry?
That is what we did.
Pretty much.
We did not scream or clap.
Well, this calls for some chips.
Yeah, we had some Cool Ranch Doritos.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Crisis averted. Hey. That's the ball game.
Losing streak over.
Losing streak over. New losing streak about to begin.
Just around the corner.
Yep. Well, this was a good game.
Yeah, we all had fun, I feel like.
I know it's a good game when I go through all of my emotions in the course of 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Did you go through fear and anger?
Yes, I did go through fear and anger.
Happiness?
Ecstatic was one.
Depression?
Yep.
Yeah.
Anxiety?
Sleepy?
Sleepy?
Happy? Dopey?
Oh. Yeah.
Doc-like?
You felt medically professioned?
Yeah.
Like you knew what to do in an emergency situation?
Sneezy?
Sneezy, yeah. You did have that sneezing.
I was a bit.
Kid.
I was a bit sneezy.
Bashful?
Yes. There was a point in the game where I hadn't quite come out of my shell.
That's all of them, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny about the seven dwarves. They're all named after each one of the emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Especially the little known Doc emotion.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Important, though.
It's important. If we didn't have Docs.
Listen, no one's saying it's not important.
Everyone would get sick and injured and then die.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
For Sunday Afternoon Baseball, I'm Paul Frank.
I'm Dave Doc Barclay.
I'm Steve Pookin.
And our thanks to Steve Pookin.
Adam Christie.
Adam Christie.
Paul Frank.
Sean from
Sean.
Coffee Time.
Thanks, Sean.
And Bob from Milton.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
And thank you, Dave Barclay.
Oh, I barely did.
Oh, we didn't say that?
Yeah.
Did I get thanked?
Yes,
yeah,
you did.
Like
excellent.
A million times.
Well, go fuck yourselves, everybody.
Go fuck yourselves, everyone.
Go fuck yourselves.
Goodbye!
Bye!
Bye!